one away in the top of the fourth inning. Yonke set to work from the windup. Here's the pitch. Curveball called, strike two. Sitting as we do here in the booth right behind home plate, you really get a bird's eye view of what that ball will do. And Daniel's got his curve going on today. Full count. Here's the pitch. Shot the corner and got strike three. Two away now. Five strikeouts for Daniel Yonke, and the batter will be Jacob McDonald. McDonald making his way in. Pull out to center field, his first time up. Hitting now in the top of the fourth. Yonke from the windup. Here's the pitch. Curveball is called a strike. Nothing in one. Nine in a row retired by Daniel Yonke, the senior right-hander on senior night. 0-1, swing and a miss. Strike two. One is just trying to get base runners right now. Get something going. And Yonke keeping them off balance. Here comes the 0-2 offering. It's swung on, ripped to center, and it is going to be in there for the first hit of the ball game. Jacob McDonald breaks up the no-hitter with a two-out single. And there is a runner at first for Isaac Saul. McDonald, the pitcher, will come out in favor of a courtesy runner for Richland Center. So it looks like that Horner. Right now, a runner at first base. Ready to work is the pitcher. The pitch to Gall. It is a ball outside. One ball and no strikes. Batter is back in. At the belt, Yonke's pitch. Bounce toward first, picked up by Gilbertson. Fair ball, they say, unassisted to the bag in time, and that will do it for the Hornets. No runs and a hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of inning number four, 3-0. River Valley leads Richland Center here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know that nearly 80% of strokes are preventable? You can reduce your likelihood of stroke by treating existing medical conditions like high blood pressure or diabetes, and by making lifestyle changes like quitting smoking or becoming more active. If you are curious about your risk factors, talk to your primary care provider at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. The Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Leading off in the bottom of the fourth inning for River Valley, Logan Willis. He'll be followed by Griffin Sprecher and Caden Plumley. 9-1 and 2 batters. River Valley leading it 3-0. McDonald back to work. Deals a ball. One ball and no strikes. Jacob's been fighting to get that corner called today. One ball and no strikes. Back to work. The pitch to Willis. Swung out and missed. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Yeah, nice program here today at River Valley honoring the seniors. Daniel Yonke and this guy, Logan Willis. Talked about their accomplishments. Both have been around the program all 4 years. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count is one ball and two strikes. Nice that they did that. I don't remember when I played that we had senior nights. 1-2 offering, but it's good they do. McDonald ready. Here comes the payoff. It's going to be bounced back up the middle and backhanded by Wasinger. There'll be no throw as the runner beats it out. Logan Willis is out at first base. Back to the top of the order, and Griffin Sprecher. Sprecher today up for the third time. He has grounded out and singled and scored. That last one is a real tough one to score because it came off the mound. Jay McDonald thought that he could have had it, but it was pretty sharply hit. And then Wasinger backhanded at second, couldn't throw him out. I think we scored a hit. This one has bounced foul off a bunt attempt. Strike one. River Valley with four hits now on the day, leading 3-0 in the fourth inning. Three runs on four hits. The Hornets, no runs and one hit. Willis leads from first base. The 0-1 from McDonald. He'll check the second base bag. Now bunted out in front of the plate. Bounced off of the pitcher. There'll be no throw. So Griffin Sprecher beats it out. And there are two aboard now for Caden Plumlee. Caden has been on twice, once on a walk, once on an error, and he has scored both times. Talk about making them pay. Been out there running the bases. Runners at 1-2, nobody out in the fourth inning. McDonald back to work. Here comes the pitch. That would bounce foul. Nothing in one. Leave only about 9 days left of school here at River Valley. Probably about, 13? Richland Center yet, 14? River Valley started school early before Labor Day last year. Here's the pitch, bunted by the batter, foul outside of third, and it's two strikes. A baseball out for Jacob McDonald, and timeout is called. The inning continues here at RVHS. A very calm afternoon and now evening here at the ballpark. We'll have the wind to factor in. Just a few raindrops as we were traveling down here from Richland Center today. But it appears the rain has stayed south of us to get activities in today. Sir Coach Miller and Coach Heinemeier happy about that. Wild pitch goes back to the screen and moving on to second and third. Willis at third, Sprecher at second on a wild pitch. One ball and two strikes to Plumlee here in the fourth inning. Number two hitter in the order. Runners at second and at third. McDonald ready. Here's the kick and the pitch, and that one is outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Willis at third, Sprecher at second. Plumlee ready. Here comes the pitch. Down low, and it gets by. River Valley is going to come in with a run, as scoring is Logan Willis. 4-0 as he scores on a pass ball going to third base. Is Griffin Sprecher, and the Blackhawks score another run here today. A hit and an error in the inning. Full count now to Caden Plumlee. McDonald ready to go. Plumlee cocks the bat. Now it's stepping off the mound time for McDonald. He'll take a little extra time and get a breath of fresh air. McDonald ready. Here comes the pitch. High fly ball, right field side. Coming on is Salazar. Going back is Wasinger. Cole makes the grab, and the second baseman comes running in with it. The runner stays at third base. That ball was hit a long way in the air. One away for Abbott Milanowski. Abbott has struck out and reached on an error. Hitting in the fourth inning at River Valley High School. Blackhawks 4, the Hornets nothing. If you're just joining us tonight, Korea baseball coming your way. Milanowski calls time and now is in. McDonald ready to work. is set. Here comes the pitch outside. One ball and no strikes. River Valley sent 9 batters to the plate in the third inning. Strucker leads from third base. 1-0 count from McDonald. And the pitch inside for ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. Fans enjoying a ball game today. Lots of fans in here to watch this one. And the JV to play afterward. Here's the pitch. Popped up behind the plate. Going back is the catcher. Running grab. Nice play. Braden Argo gets the catch just before he hit the net. That is a super play. So 2 away now. And the hitter, Chase Gilbertson. Argo wearing the earpiece. That rule came into play this year for catchers. Communication between the dugout and the catcher. And some teams have really said, yeah, we'll do that. We'll embrace it. Other teams have not. The Hornets use it. Argo, I'm sure, gets a good job done in his earpiece after that one. Here's the pitch. Changeup is called. A ball inside. Chase 1-for-2 at an RBI single back in the first inning. 2 away, and Sprecher remains at third base for River Valley. 1-0 pitch from McDonald to Chase inside. Chase does the limbo and gets out of the way. 2 balls and no strikes to the batter. He'll check the sign from Coach Miller at third base. 2-0 count. McDonald sets up. Here's the pitch. High, ball 3. Creighton White, 2 next for the Blackhawks, trying to keep this inning alive. 3-0 pitch from Jacob McDonald. Argo with the glove up. McDonald to the belt, 3-0. Nope, time is called. Batter steps out. So now a conference between Coach Miller and Chase Gilbertson. 3-0 count. One would assume he has the take sign on this one. Brucker leads from third base. McDonald ready. And here's the kick and the pitch, and that one is high. Gilbertson takes his base. Out of the dugout, here comes Coach Ryan Lemke of the Hornets, and he'll be out to have a word with his pitcher. 2 outs in the bottom of the fourth, and what has turned out to be a long game. Still a long way to go in this one. 4-0, River Valley in the advantage. So conference at the mound here today. We invite you to join us for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. We'll recap the game today, look at some of the numbers, and then talk about some of the upcoming events. And later on, with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, we will set the stage with the WIAA playoff pairings released today for high school softball teams. Their tournament begins on Thursday. Conference is over. Everybody back into place. Jacob McDonald remains as the pitcher. Griffin Sprecher at third. Chase Gilbertson at first. Drayton White will be the batter. He is looking for his first hit today. So we are ready to roll. McDonald looking down the barrel. Argo with the glove up. Gilbertson has taken off toward second and starts sliding about halfway in between. Now gets up and goes to second. I'm not sure if he lost his balance. Time is called now. The umpires will have a talk about it. I think they were talking about whether it was a balk or not on the pitcher. The officials continue that Boy, the balk is tough call in baseball sometimes, especially after the fact, when you have to kind of think back. Both umpires trying to recall, and now the call will stand. Everybody stays put. Frecker at third. Gilbertson now at second. Here's the pitch, and it's going to be called down low. One ball and no strikes. This is Trayton White. Trayton has flown out to center and struck out. 1-0 count from McDonald. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Runner trying to score now, and a steal of home by Griffin Strucker. You don't see that every day. Griffin Strucker steals home after the Hornets were returning it back to the mound. And a nice call there by the Blackhawks staff gives them a 5-0 lead. On the play, staying at second base is Chase Gilbertson. Time is called for a moment. And right now, they're out to have a word with the coach at third base. And it's already been a long game here at River Valley High School. And lots of conversation. River Valley has set 5 to the plate in the first, 4 in the second, also 8 in the third. And this is hitter number 6. So the call will stand after it's much discussed, and Trayton White is back in. Gilbertson leads from second for the Blackhawks. McDonald ready to go, and here's the pitch. It hangs high, ball 2. 2-1, 2 away in the fourth inning for River Valley. Gilbertson leads from second base. McDonald ready. Here's the 2-1. Fouled off the handles and back to the screen. Strike 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes to the hitter. Session stand doing a bang-up business down below today. Game starting about the right time to get here when everybody gets hungry. 2-2, here's a check swing and a ball inside. The count is full. Appeal to the second base umpire. They say Drayton did not go around. Base Gilbertson leads from second. Full up now on Trayton White. Trying to bring him around. McDonald to the belt. Here's the kick and the pitch. Fouled off again toward the net on the first base side. Center coached by Ryan Lemke, assisted by Chris Thurkin, Eddie Tabor, and also helping out with JV this year, Dane Peterson, who's the head JV coach, Brandon Adams, and Bruce Buckle. Good staff for Richland Center. Here's the pitch down low, and it's going to get by. The runner moves to third base. Gilbertson takes a wide turn and holds. Now the Blackhawks have another base runner. Coach Lemke out of the dugout. Time is called, and I believe we're going to see a pitching change now for the Hornets as the change is made. McDonald, who starts the game tonight, we'll see who's going to come in. They are calling in Thomas Hohner. I believe he'll be coming in from the left field position, left field bullpen, and the Hornets will make a change. We are in the fourth. 5-0 River Valley. We'll be right back with more from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
The pitching change has been made. Thomas Hohner now the pitcher for the Hornets. 5-0 River Valley leads. We're still in the fourth inning. Runners at the corners. Dace Gilbertson at third. Drayton White, now he is off from first, going to second, and he steals second on the Hornets. River Valley staying aggressive on the base paths here today, and they have runners now at 2-3 with two away. Hohner back to work. Auger has singled and walked today. Here's the pitch. High on the fastball. One ball and no strikes. Auger, the seventh hitter of the fourth inning for the Blackhawks. Time call. Now he's in. Gilbertson leads at third. White from second. There goes the 1-0 offering. It's going to hang high. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Daniel Yonke due next for the Blackhawks. Owners set to work. Here's the pitch. Here's a strike. The count goes to two balls and one strike. Runners get their big leads. 2-1 offering. The pitch ripped in the air. He got under it. Left field side. Shortstop back. And making the grab is Lane Miller. We're out number three, and that will do it, finally, for the Blackhawks. They score a pair of runs. They do it with the aid of one base hit. There was one error, and two left the board. We go to inning number five today at River Valley High School. 5-0 Blackhawks leading the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovations salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway Double J in Gotham, in the Log Building.
Here in the top of the fifth inning, Richland Center will send Brady Dosh, Logan Peterson, and Braden Argel to the plate. 5-0, River Valley in the lead. And Dosh, who grounded out to the pitcher, his first time up. Daniel Yonke on for his fifth inning of work. Here's the pitch, fouled off of everybody. Catcher and umpire both take one on the crown. 0-1. River Valley with five runs. Has done it on four hits. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Taking advantage of five Hornet walks. And three errors. A couple of hits in timely places today. 0-2. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, strike three. Dosh is gone. Six strikeouts now for Yonke. Around the horn it goes, and back to Logan Peterson, the batter. He was a strikeout victim back in the second. And Logan, number 16, is in against Yonke. Daniel from the windup. Here's the pitch. Brought off, fouled off the handles for strike one. Nothing and one. JV action, I presume, will be played at North Park, or actually South Park, here in Spring Green. There are no lights in the field. I could be wrong. Everybody's here. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. I think they were assuming with an earlier start that that wouldn't be an issue, but this game has gone on. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One and two. Yonke bringing the heat that time. Peterson up on the handles a little bit. Yonke from the windup. The 1-2 offering. Curveball is a beauty. Strike three called, and that's seven now for Yonke. Braden Argel will be the batter. He's called back. It's actually Thomas Horner. No, that's not right. Here comes the pitch to the batter, and it's going to be swung on and missed. No, it's number 19. So this is Wyatt Banker. Wyatt, who came in when that pitching change was made. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Two strikes on the batter. Oh, got a little nourishment. Look at that. Some chocolate. Oh, yeah, thank you. Get some chocolate chip cookies here for a little nourishment. Two strikes on the batter. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And Yonke has a big inning, striking out the side here in the fifth inning. That's eight for him, and that's a quick inning, the quickest of the day for either side. In the fifth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of inning number five. River Valley leads it 5-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Mother's Day sale runs through Sunday, May 19th at All American Do It Center. Save $30 on a 26-inch deep bowl steel fire pit, now $119.99. Save $12 in instant savings on Best Look Gallon Paint. Best Rewards members save $13 on a 10-pound bag of Scott's Patch and Repair Seed after rewards rebate. The Mother's Day sale now through Sunday at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Nothing. River Valley leads it. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning here in Southwest Wisconsin Conference Baseball. Daniel Yonke leads it off against Thomas Horner, the right-hander from the windup. Here's the pitch. It hit him. And Yonke will get down to first base, hit by a pitch. Curve ball that didn't curve. And the batter will be Jordan Gauger. Jordan has struck out and grounded out looking for his first hit. River Valley bringing in a new runner here again. For 25 again, which I don't think we have a 25. What's that? Okay, thank you. Keegan Heiser is now batting for Jordan Gauger. And the runner leads at first. Here's the pitch ripped toward the middle and in there for a base hit. Nice hit by Heiser. The runner stops at second. And runners at one and two for the Blackhawks here in the fifth inning. So Heiser, seeing his first at-bat of the day, makes do with it. It's the first ball he sees into center field. Two on, nobody out. And this will be number 12, Logan Willis. Willis ready to roll against Thomas Horner. Runners lead at one and two. Here's the pitch. Batter bunt. Third base side, a beauty. They're going to let it roll, and it will be picked up. There will be no play. That's a bunt single for Willis. And they're loaded up. Runners at 1-2-3 for the Blackhawks. Back to the top of the order for Griffin Sprecher. 5-0, River Valley leading here. in Southwest Conference action. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Runners at 1, 2, and 3. Strucker has grounded out, singled, and reached on an error. He has scored twice, up with the sacks packed and nobody out. Here's the pitch. Inside corner, strike one. Nothing in one. Some big innings for the Blackhawks. The fewest they have sent to the plate today, 4 back in the second inning. Here comes the 0-1. Changeup is called, strike two. By the way, Thomas, again, he didn't put hardly anything on that, just got it across for a strike. At this point, sometimes you just got to hope your defense makes the play, put it in there, and he does it again. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Bounce towards second. Wasinger, nice play. Run's going to score. Throw to first in time, and it is 6-0 River Valley. Griffin Strecker with a ground out gets the RBI, and the runner for Yonke scores. That means Heiser goes to third, Willis at second, and the hitter is going to be Plumlee. Hayden has scored twice today for River Valley. Runners leading at second and third. Thomas Hellner is set. Here's the pitch. That one got away. It's a ball. One ball and no strikes. Conference of the mound between McDonald, the former pitcher, and Thomas Hellner. So back to our conference with the infield as well. Tomorrow night we'll be on the air from Riverdale as the Chieftains play host to the Darlington Redbirds. So we'll look forward to calling that one from the SWAL tomorrow night. And from there we have baseball on Thursday night. That'll be another makeup. That's Ithaca and Weston on Thursday night. Getting a few of these games made up that have to be played. This is one of them. Conference is over now. 1-0 on Caden Plumlee. Runners lead at second and third. The pitch from Hohner ripped in the air to left field. It's going to get out there toward the gap. The center fielder over. Dosh, nice running grab. He's got it. Runner tags from third. Coming home. Throw by Gall. The tag. And they got him. Double play ends the Blackhawks here in the inning. Boy, that was a good ride by Plumlee. Played by Brady Dosh on a diving effort. The runner had to go back to the bag to tag and then was thrown out. Coming home, Brady Dosh to Isaac Gall to Jacob McDonald, and the Hornets retire him here in the fifth inning. A run across on two base hits, no errors, and one left on. We go to inning number 6 here at River Valley High School in Spring Green. 6-0. The lead belongs to River Valley over Richland Center on WRCO and WRCO.com.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
In the top of the sixth inning, Thomas Hohner leads it off for Richland Center, and he is standing in against Daniel Yonke. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, nothing in one. Cole Wasinger and Wes Bosworth will also be due up here in the inning. Numbers 9, 1, and 2 hitters. 0-1 to Thomas, here it is, swing and a piece of it, got a piece of the catcher and the umpire. Those two have been kind of worse for wear here tonight, Milanowski and the umpire. So that makes it 0-2 to Thomas Hohner. Six runs for River Valley here in the game. Six base hits. No runs, one hit for the Hornets. 0-2, swing and a miss. And there is one away. Nine strikeouts now for Yonke, who's throwing a gem for River Valley. Back to the top of the order. Cole Wassinger, who is lined out and struck out. Cole steps in for the Hornets. Couple of swings, and he is ready. Here comes the pitch. Popped up, first base side, and drifting out of play. Strike one, 0-1. Mentioned River Valley with two seniors. Richland Center with three. Let's see. Thomas Hohner, Lane Miller, Darius Salazar. No, four with Pete Perkins. So four are seniors. This one is down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Richland Center will commence in the early part of June. One offering. This one swung on and missed by Wassinger. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Yonke back to work. Here comes the 1-2 to Wassinger. Outside. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes to the batter. Cole trying to pick one out for the Hornets. Get something going here. Yonke, tough character out there on the mound today. 2-2, swung on, bounced foul, and out of play. Not privy to the pitch count, but Daniels had some quick innings today. Faced the minimum in the second and the third inning, in the fifth inning. 2-2 on Wassinger. Here's the pitch from Yonke. Bouncing ball toward third. That one hooks foul. Keegan Heiser let it go just in front of the bag. He's ready to field it, but it hooks foul. He'll come back to gather his bat and stand back in. With fresh, lush grass here at the River Valley baseball field. A little longer on the out-of-play areas. Here's a swing and a miss. And Wassinger is gone. Two away. That's 10 now for Daniel Yonke. And the batter will be Wes Bosworth. Wes looking for his first hit for the Hornets tonight. Yonke looking through the wet of the glove. Ready to roll. Here's the pitch to Wes. Hopped up. Foul ball. Third base side. Out of play. 0-1 to the hitter. I would say it's probably Mrs. Rosing who brought these chocolate chip cookies up. Nobody put a note on them, but hopefully I make it out of here with them. Here's the pitch, ripped to left. That's a base hit. Second hit for the Hornets on the night. Wes Bosworth lines an opposite field single. One on with two away for Lane Miller. Lane walked in the first, struck out in the fourth. So he is in with a Hornet base runner. Just their third base runner of the day. Yonke throwing a gem. The stretch and the pitch. That one with a curveball is across for a strike. 0-1. Jacob McDonald, who has the other Hornet hit, is due next. 0-1, Bosworth with a slight lead off of first base. Yonke ready. Here's the pitch. Caught off and fouled inside out, out of play, first base side. Two strikes. Coming up, we'll mention the Duncan rewards. Turning point of the game. Details on the totals and summaries coming up on the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show and high school sport news on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Pitch down low, good block by Milanowski, and the count goes to 1-2. That's all part of our spring sports postgame show tonight on WRCO. One ball, two strikes. To Miller. Yonke is ready. Runner leads at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and they got him. That's 11 for Yonke on the day. For the Hornets, no runs and a hit, no errors, one left aboard. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with River Valley in the lead, 6-0 over the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Open Season Hunting Outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery, Open Season Hunting Outlet, open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center, or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
In the bottom of inning number 6, Abbott Milanowski leads off for the Blackhawks. Here's the pitch from Thomas Hoehner and a swing and a miss. Milanowski, Chase Gilbertson, and Trayton White due for the Blackhawks, leading 6-0 here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Hoehner from the windup. Here's the pitch. Curveball ripped well to center field. Brady Dosh has got it measured, and he's got it. Had to go a few steps backward toward the warning track and hauls it in. Good ride by Milanowski. There is one away. The hitter will be Chase Gilbertson. He has singled to knock in a run. He is popped out and walked. Chase digging in from the right side, facing Hoehner for the first time. Here's the pitch. That's a strike call. Nothing in one. Thomas doing a good job of catching that outside corner. From the windup, here's the 0-1. There is strike two. Nothing in two to Chase. Had a big RBI hit in the first. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bounced sharply to second. Wasinger gloves, throws to Bosworth in time. Two up, two down in the River Valley sixth inning. And that will bring up Trayton White. Trayton has flown out to center. He has struck out and walked today against Richland Center pitching. He was the last man to face starting pitcher Jacob McDonald before he left the ballgame. Hoehner from the windup. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. In the Hornets' seventh, they'll have the 4, 5, and 6 batters up. 1-0 offering from Hoehner. Check swing and a strike. No, they say he didn't go around. They appeal it to first base. So 2 balls and no strikes on Trayton White. From the windup, Hoehner with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. He added a little bit with Trayton before the game. Nice young man. Hey, they all are. 2-1 from the offering Hoehner with the pitch. That one is swung on and foul tip. Strike two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. A lot of them with, as my mother used to say, a lot of gumption. There you go, a lot of gumption. Somebody not afraid to talk to adults. Appreciate that. Trayton White is back in. Hoehner from the windup. There's the pitch. Outside, he missed. Count even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoehner back to work. Thomas works quickly. Here's the pitch. Outside corner. Strike three called, and that'll do it for River Valley. First time today that they have gone in order. For Hoehner, since coming out in relief, his first strikeout. No runs, no hits, no errors, nothing left on for River Valley. We go to the 7th, Blackhawks 6, Richland Center nothing on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's at 647-5851 today.
It's the top of the seventh inning. River Valley leads it 6-0, and Jacob McDonald lead it off for the Hornets. Moves up to the batter's box. Daniel Yonke on for his seventh inning of work. He's been pitching a gem here today. 11 strikeouts to his credit. Getting ready, and from the windup, here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Daniel is not allowed to walk since back in the first inning. So he has been just on top of his game, keeping the Hornets off the balance here. 0-1, shot the corner and missed, and it's 1-1. Daniel likes that outside corner. He's had success with it today. The 1-1 to McDonald. It's going to be high for a ball. 2-1. Jacob has one of the two hits against Daniel today. Yonke from the windup. The pitch. Popped up, foul ball, giving chase as Gilbertson, and he runs out of room. Tries to go over the fence, but it's well out of play. Couple of strikes on the batter. McDonald gifted the bat by the catcher, Milanowski, as he heads back to the plate. Batting from the right side against Daniel Yonke, the right-handed pitcher. Looking in for the sign, Daniel from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Curveball is strike three called. Yonke still got it going on. That's 12 today now. And the batter will be Isaac Gauld. Isaac has grounded out twice here today against the River Valley defense. Two outs away now. River Valley leading 6-0 in the seventh from the windup. Yonke with a pitch. It's going to be a little high. One ball and no strikes. Gauld and then Dush for the Hornets. Yonke from the windup. The 1-0 pitch. Pop foul. First base side and out of play. One ball and one strike. Coach Ryan Lemke at third base. Coach Chris Clerkin at first. Hoping to have something to do here in the seventh inning against the Hornets. 1-1 offering. Bounce. Foul off the foot, and it's strike two on Gauld. He'll be allowed a little extra time to walk it off down the third base line. The Chesnick Power Sports pregame show tomorrow night, just before 5, will be at the friendly confines of Pickering Memorial Park in Riverdale in Muscadet. Chiefs taking on the rival Darlington Redbirds. Good rivalry game this last week of the regular baseball season. Two strikes on the batter, Gauld. Yonke from the windup. The pitch bounced toward first and foul, out of play. They'll check back and do it again. Gauld trying to fight him off here and put one between the lines. Yonke ready. From the windup, here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Did he go? They say yes. Isaac tried to hold the swing and couldn't. That is out number 2. 13 now for Yonke. Really having a senior moment here on senior night. My senior moments are a little bit different. Coming in is Brady Dosh to hit for the Hornets. He has grounded out and struck out. Yonke trying to finish on a high note and preserve the shutout here today. The pitch is called strike one. Nothing and one to the batter. Daniels ready to roll, waits the batter coming in, and here we go, nothing and one. Here's the pitch. Changeup, bounce back to the pitcher. This should do it. Yankee to first in time, and the Blackhawks score the win here over Richland Center. A 1-3 putout, and that caps off an outstanding day for Daniel Yankee, the senior pitcher. He and Logan Willis honored before the game here by River Valley, and Yankee responds with a 13-strikeout, two-hitter against the Hornets. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on for the Hornets. Today's final in 6 1/2 innings, it is River Valley 6, Richland Center nothing. Coming up next, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show on WRCO Radio Sport.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. The Blackhawks celebrating a 6-0 victory here over the Richland Center Hornets. Certainly a big one here today for the River Valley Blackhawks with a 6-0 victory. They score a total of 6 times, and they do it with the aid of 6 base hits. No runs and 2 base hits here today for the Richland Center Hornets against Daniel Yankee, who pitches very, very well, and he throws a 13-strikeout performance. Again, giving up just 2 base hits here at River Valley High School, and the teams talking it over here after shaking hands. Both teams talking it over a little bit with the coaching staffs, having a few words afterwards. The umpires talking it over with the coaches right now as well. Always a heated rivalry when these teams meet at River Valley High School in action. And now here, Brandon Miller and Ryan Lemke shake hands afterwards as they have a word. The Hornets, I know, frustrated, couldn't get much going here today against Yankee. And Daniel, maybe one of his best games of the year, obviously. And his defense backed him up well as well. No errors for the River Valley defense. The Hornets commit 3 of them today, which did not help the cause. Starting pitcher was Jake McDonald. He had some relief help from Thomas Horner. The Duncan Rewards turning point of the game, well, that's tough to say, but I would say Daniel Yankee and the one stretch here today where he established himself and retired a total of 9 batters in a row from the first inning through the fourth inning before the Hornets had the first hit. Certainly the turning point of the game as they got that established, and well done, and the shutout is preserved here today as the game ends. Duncan Rewards, offering you some rewards points, and always great sponsors of high school sports. They have been all season long, and we appreciate them. We'll be back with more on the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee. Limit 1 per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays. And 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase. So quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Buying a new home, selling, refinancing, you're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
Ninth final, River Valley gets the victory by a score of 6-0. Their leading hitters, Griffin Sprecher, scored twice. Caden Plumlee scored two runs. Chase Gilbertson is 1-for-3 with a walk and an RBI. Jaden Gauger is 1-for-2 with a walk. Daniel Yonke scored a run. Keegan Heiser hit once, was 1-for-1. Number 9 hitter Logan Willis, again on senior night, 2-for-3 for the Blackhawks. On the Richland Center side, Wes Bosworth is 1-for-3, as is Jacob McDonald. The Hornets' two hits mustered tonight against winning pitcher Daniel Yonke. Jake McDonald suffers the loss after pitching 3 2/3 innings. Thomas Soner came on in relief, and Thomas wound up giving up a couple of hits on a relief and strikes out one. Well, the schedule continues, busy as ever. Lots of games going on to wrap up things, and coming up tomorrow, Richland Center has a game at Prairie du Chien for River Valley. They'll be back here hosting Platteville in another Southwest Wisconsin Conference game. The game tonight taking better than 2 hours, 2 hours and about 4 minutes all total this evening. It's been engineered by Tim Fee. Thanks so much for joining us for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-game show. Till tomorrow, we bring on small baseball between Darlington and Riverdale. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Thanks for joining us today for high school baseball on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The WIAA has released the playoff pairings for high school softball teams. The tournament begins as early as this Thursday. Richland Center's softball team will open up at Westby. The Hornets are seeded 9th and Westby number 8. Viroqua Youth Initiative will host Darlington as well. The winner of that game will face River Valley next Tuesday at 5. In Division 4 games, Riverdale and Boscobel both have first-round byes. They will meet in the second round of the tournament coming up Tuesday night, May 21st, when Riverdale travels to Boscobel. Other teams from the area in Division 5, the games include North Crawford at Lafarge this Thursday, with a winner to play Ithaca next Tuesday at Ithaca. Pepinalma will take on Royal, Seneca at Oneewoc Center. Brookwood will be hosting Kickapoo and DeSoto at Hillsboro, all in D5 next Tuesday. This Thursday, Southwestern plays at Pecatonica. Also next Tuesday, Wazika Steuben will play at Judah Albany, and Highland will host Potosi Cassville as well in second round tournament games. The WIA baseball playoff pairings will be released this weekend. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in Southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
When you're sad and lonely and have no
place to go. Come to see me, Mama. Bring along some dough, and we'll go honky tonkin', honky tonkin'. We'll go honky tonkin', honey, baby. We'll go honky tonkin' around this town. We'll go to the city, see the city fair. If you